Pope Leo XIV doubles down on priestly celibacy, demands firm action on sex abuse. By Dylan Gwynn on June 26, 2025. Pope Leo XIV reaffirmed the call for priests to remain celibate while commanding bishops to take firm and decisive action in cases involving sexual abuse in remarks delivered to the Catholic hierarchy on Wednesday. Roughly 400 cardinals and bishops from 38 countries packed St. Peter's Basilica to hear the Pope's address as part of the Holy Year celebrations for clergy taking place in Vatican City. On Tuesday, Pope Leo XIV delivered a more inspirational message to young seminarians. However, Wednesday's message to the Church's leadership focused more on grounding them in tradition and sacrifice, while demanding they take action to confront the sex abuse scandals that have rocked the Church. A bishop must live in poverty and simplicity, generously opening his home to all and acting as a father figure and brother to his priests, the pontiff said. In his personal life, he must be detached from the pursuit of wealth and from forms of favoritism based on money or power. As the former prefect of the Vatican Dicastery for Bishops, a position he held from 2023 until his election in May, Cardinal Robert Prevost, now Pope Leo XIV, not only vetted many of the bishops in attendance on Wednesday for the positions they currently hold, he also has a vision for what makes a good bishop and the type of hierarchy that will best serve the Church. Bishops must remain celibate and present to all the authentic image of the Church, holy and chaste in her members as in her head, the Pope emphasized. Specifically addressing the issue of sexual scandal in the Church, the Pope said, "Bishops must be firm and decisive in dealing with situations that can cause scandal and with every case of abuse, especially involving minors, and fully respect the legislation currently in force." The Pope has not shied away from addressing the issue of sexual abuse in the Church. Last week, in a letter written to a Peruvian journalist who has worked to uncover and document cases of sexual abuse amongst the clergy in Peru, Pope Leo XIV made it clear that under his leadership, no sexual abuse would be tolerated. His predecessor, Pope Francis, caused considerable controversy by intervening in the penal process of Father Marco Rupnik, the artist and former Jesuit who has been accused of the sexual and spiritual abuse of women under his spiritual care. After the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, CDF, found evidence that Rupnik had committed excommunicable offenses and was set to begin the penal process, Rupnik met with Pope Francis in January of 2022, after which the CDF, now called the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith, said the statute of limitations to prosecute Rupnik expired and there could be no trial. In addition, Pope Francis displayed Rupnik's artwork prominently in Vatican buildings long after the accusations against him were well known. While much has been made of the similarities between Pope Leo XIV and his predecessor, at least in this area, it appears the new pontiff is seeking to create some distance.